COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
What is happening, people? Merry Christmas. Welcome to the General Banter podcast on the 23rd of December. This is the last one before Christmas. Did I make any effort to make it Christmassy? Absolutely not. I have Christmas shirts at home. I have t-shirts. I have all sorts. I could have put a Santa hat on. But, you know, I was in a bit of a rush this morning. So here we are. We've got nothing remotely Christmassy going on. And that's it. Other than our sponsor, which is, of course, is manscaped.com. The leading products in male bag shavery. They sponsor the podcast. I don't know what the actual Manscaped one is, the 3.0 thing. Anyway, you're too late to buy for Christmas, but there will be some sort of January sale coming about. They got different packages. Hit 2021 with a svelte pipe. Now, that is not very COVID friendly because I spat everywhere when I said svelte pipe. But yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, you go onto their website, manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAM1. Buy yourself a package, man. Buy yourself a package for your package. Get the fucking Lawnmower 3.0 there. You got ball toner. You got fucking ball deodorant, bro. You know? Your wife and dog will thank you. And they've also got this thing, the weed whacker, which is for sticking up your fucking nostrils. You know, so you can, like, really have clear airways when you're sniffing your own ball bag to see if the deodorant had worked. Yes! Didn't even write that, and we've just linked it round in a circle. Fantastic! Yeah! We'll play the intro and we'll get started. We'll round up this fine specimen of a year. Let's do it. So live.
General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Death! Death for 2021, yes! Yeah, Merry Christmas. If there's even gonna be a Christmas this year, me and Niall exchanged gifts this morning. There was a lot more. I tell you, the effort was a one-way street. You know, I got some presents there. Got the vinyl of Songs for the Deaf there from Queens of the Stone Age. You know, you love it. That was wrapped in beautiful paper. I had a limited edition watch that I gave to Niall, and I just threw it at him from here. I was just like, Merry Christmas, and I just fucking threw it at him. But he took the time to wrap the gifts. They were lovely. Thanks very much, now. Thank you. Merry Christmas. I haven't bought anyone else gifts. You know what I mean? Tried to get my own wife a gift, and I ended up just kind of buying stuff that I wanted. I was like, what does Maury need? And then I ended up buying like a fucking, you know, wireless charging dock for the phone, and this thing for like an iPad for the side of the bed. Basically, just a load of gadgets that I think I would like. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this. Might have ruined it. Oh, shit. We'll have to beep that out. I've ruined her presence for me. Fuck. I'm telling my family. I'm like, you know, they're doing their own thing. My sister doing her own thing. And I'm just like, listen, I'm not even going to fucking see you before Christmas. So guess what I'll get you in February? Lunch. I'll see you in February, the month that no one can say. And I'll take you for goddamn brunch. It's when you can't actually sort of celebrate Christmas with your family or whatever, it becomes fully fucking pointless. Christmas, you're sitting around going like, did I get such and such a present? Did I get, my fucking, brother-in-law a present? And you're like, no, because it seems odd without any sort of celebration. It seems even weirder than a birthday. You're just like, oh, it's come around to this. You know, 2020 is very like, what even is time? You know, you're like, oh, it's approaching December. You're like, what do you mean December? Another fucking month of darkness. Darkness and sitting around. Luckily, I've had 47 podcasts to record, but everyone else is just like, darkness. What hobby shall I get into this month in the darkness? What can I create in the dark? I was born in the darkness. I've already expended all my energy for my friendship bracelet making business, and now it's entering December. What do I do? Who knows? You know, But it seems very strange this year. You know, you really people are like, what's the real meaning of Christmas? You know, and they're always talking about Jesus, but you take away the ability to see each other and you're like, what the fuck's Christmas for? Who gives a flying fuck? I'll just fucking sit here and eat, you know, instant noodles like it's any other goddamn dark month full of darkness. You know? People are fucking like, oh, I'm going to have a Zoom dinner. Maureen's sister the other day had a work do via Zoom. You couldn't fucking pay me. See, if I worked in a company and they were like, we're having a Zoom Christmas do, and then they're like, I know it's a bit wanky, but it's an hour long and we pay you fucking $6,000. I'd be like, no, I don't think so. You know, everyone just fucking speaking and pausing and stuff. And then, do you remember? Are we going to... No, I was just going to sit... Does anyone want to... What? No, hold on. Who's got the green square? What did you say? I mean, this is such hack 2020 material, isn't it? What did you say? I was just going to say there was... I'm staying... Oh, for fuck. Fuck my ass. You know, while you've got like a nice shirt on, but then also you're cock and bollocks. Not her. She didn't have her cock and bollocks hanging out of her boxers. You know, I only know this because we called in while she was doing it and, we're having quiet beers on the side there. But yeah, for sure, I would just be like in bed, fucking my very well shaven dick and bollocks hanging out, thanks to manscaped.com. Just, in fact, I mean, there's all sorts of Zoom hacks. I would be maybe like print out a photo of my face or point the camera at another screen of me just going like this. Like a nodding dog with a fucking Santa hat on. Oh, going full Partridge on it. News. Making up all sorts of fucking excuses. Okay, guys, it's been great, but my dog just pulled the toaster into the bath and is dead, like full lies, is actually dead and I have to go now. Even though you don't have a dog, but yeah, it's been a weird one. What's the point, man? What is the point of any fucking celebrations? And all, I hate things that are half-arsed. You know, I've had comedians on here talking about, do you miss gigging? No, absolutely not. I'm not going to half-arse a gig. I'm not going to like fucking, oh yeah, let's do it to four people who are all, you know, they've all got headphones on and I'm doing it via mime in a box. I don't need to do it that badly. I'll wait till it's fucking, it can be done properly. For the love of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Saviour. Strange year. Yeah. You need people, man. You need people around you in order to make a celebration in any way a celebration. Profound stuff there for me. I'm getting real serious and deep. Because, you know, when you hit a certain age, you're like, it's all about the dinner. And you can't even have a fucking dinner now. I went shopping the other day for oh my God, we'd hear this. Embarrassment, we'd hear this. We went to this little farm shop that we go to all the time. You know, white guys. And, imagine you went to a burger place called White Guys. So I go to this place, it's jammed, and you know, they're trying to be all cute, it's a farm shop. I go in and I'm like, okay, they don't have a lot of the stuff I'm after right now, and I'm not gonna half arse it. Don't half arse it. I would have ended up with like one onion and two garlics and a carrot. And then I'm like, I still have all the rest of the shit to buy. So we switched up shops and I went to this other shop. A large spar, which had a surprisingly like a lot of good ingredients, you know. It's a busy place. They were like, you know, we're gonna have to stock up for Christmas. These people will be shopping local. And I had this fucking, you know, one of those little, it's a basket with wheels and I'm wheeling that around and it's jammed full of stuff. And Maureen was waiting in the car with the baby who was absolutely losing the shit at this point. And she texted me and I'm already sweating. I'm wearing a mask and a woolly hat and a coat into the shop. And after about 3 minutes, I was like, I could feel sweat going down the crack of my ass. And she texted me, car alarm's going off. And I'm like, what? And I have the keys in my pocket and I'm like, for fuck my ass. And I abandoned my basket. And as I went to turn, I'm wearing this big puffy jacket and my shoulder caught on this, this fucking stand, like a promotional stand at the end of the row, right? Which had on it fucking 500 tubes of Pringles. And I just clipped it with my shoulder and they fucking wobbled. And I did that. I should have just stepped back and let it go. Wedders. And it just fucking, it just, they all started coming off and I was trying to catch them and then just pop, 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 all over the place. And then all of a sudden I was aware of the car alarm, which I could hear outside the shop. So I was like, near, near, near. But then I was just like, it was such a fucking, I already had like two bags for life because I was like, I'm not, you know, I'm saving the planet. So I'm carrying those and the basket. So I abandoned the basket but kept the fucking bags for life. Because God forbid you have to pay another £2. And I ran to the door and a text morning. I was like, come to the door. Like, I can't leave the fucking thing. And then ended up just going out, turned the alarm off, giving her the thing. And I was like, by the way, I've just absolutely trashed a fucking aisle of Pringles here. But I would love someone to be watching the CCTV. Where like, I just stop dead, take my phone out of my pocket, go, oh shit, run. Knock over 100 tubes of Pringles, go, oh fuck. And then just leave the shop. And then, but, do you know what the cool thing was? I came back and my fucking, my basket was still there and all the Pringles were put back. Wow. And I was like, guys, you guys are fucking sharp today, man. Sharp. It's great this year because we've been in this sort of bubble with Maureen's folks, you know? So there's like literally about 8 or 9 of us, which has been great because there's a lot of people out there just fucking by themselves or they're in a couple and they're ready to kill each other or whatever. Or they're in, you know, we had Riggs on the podcast. He's a young baby, but they've had no help from any family because no one's allowed to fucking see each other. So everyone's been off. Everyone's just been in the same little bubble for months. And we decided to split up the Christmas dinner responsibilities. So a lot of the times in the past, like Maureen's mum would have bought all the shit and then I would have cooked it. Or something like that. And this year she's like, I'll do the ham and the turkey. You do the veg. So I just had to shop for vegetables. Great time. So if anyone brings it up, I'm like, yeah, I'm having a vegetarian Christmas dinner. Which, to be honest, I've seen a load of vegan. I actually seen a guy who's this vegan fucking activist. Get a job! Get a fucking darkness job. And he was like, this is a Christmas. See, to be honest, you could take the meat out of a Christmas dinner and it's, you know, you're about 95% there. You know, he's just like, here's your roasties, carrots, stuffing, sprouts, peas, something else. And then like little balls of fucking like falafel-y fucking whatever the fuck it was, nut roast or something. And get a load of fake gravy on it. It's as good as, you know what I mean? If you're going to be eating it hammered anyway, who gives a flying fuck? Get a load of mimosas in there at quarter to seven in the morning, which I actually did one year and had to go back to bed pretty swiftly. Just hammered. Just fucking full-blown hammered. But the same dude, which I fucking laughed at. I wonder, let me see. Man saves turkey. This fucking asshole goes into like a turkey farm. Guy adopts a turkey. Oh my God. Get a fleshlight. You fucking weirdo. I don't know if I can find this actual video, but this guy breaks into some... First of all, you know, breaking in, man. You're breaking in. Let me just watch this video just for the fucking crack of it. Am I connected here? Am I connected? I am. Let me just see what this video is all about. It's 2 minutes long. And of course, an ad for watches. This guy fucks.
Hey, buddy. Albert and I, we're having a little hug. Hey, buddy. Yeah, I hear ya.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Albert's doing. Is he coming to our party?
Albert's gonna come to the party.
Oh, no.
This guy's just full French kissing a turkey here. Look at this fucking asshole. I mean, the only thing stopping you being friendly with a turkey is that its face is literally also its innards.
So funny.
You know, people are like, oh, there's giblets. There's giblets inside this turkey. What they mean is it's just its face skin.
I like to put his wing on me.
Oh, it's a giant turkey. There he goes.
Notice, princess. Bury yourself in the bushes. Look at her. She's been laying eggs out here.
I heard a noise this morning.
You did it, buddy! So
burnt
yeah.
turkey someday.
So it's cute that the turkey comes to him for hugs. Which you might as well keep them alive for hugs, because they don't, you know, they're not so tasty that you're like, you could see past the hugs. But yeah, the turkey's face is a nightmare, man. It's just like a chewed ball bag with a beak. But they're big old animals there. But anyway, this other video, I don't know where the fuck I could even begin to find it, but the guy saves a turkey from a turkey farm, and you're like, I don't even know if that's doing it any good. You know, he's in there and it's all very quiet, weirdly enough. All these turkeys are just walking around eating. And people say, you know, people say free range, but what they do is they keep the food inside and that's where the turkeys stay. They can go outside if they want, but they're just going to stay inside and eat. And so this guy's like, I can't believe this. And all these turkeys, just oddly quiet. You'd think it'd be so noisy and all these turkeys just looking at him. And he's like, look at all these poor turkeys, they're about to get eaten. And they're like, they seem pretty fucking calm to me. This seems all right. And then he's like, I'm going to steal one. And he like lifts one and just has it in his house then. And you're like, what did that prove? You know, the shed has like fucking 5,000 of them in it. And he's like, oh, saved one. That'd be like going to a fucking, you know, Romanian orphanage and pulling up in a fucking G-Wagon with a load of McDonald's and just picking one kid up and going, it's your lucky day! And all the rest of them are just going, where's this cunt going? They're like, off to a better life. Eat your grass soup and shut the fuck. I don't know why there's an old English guy in Romania, but like, you know, all the fucking turkeys are just like, man, this is our house. And then one day, you know, someone slits their throat. But, you know, maybe him going in and plucking one of these turkeys out and taking it away, maybe they're like, oh, there is another life. Where's this turkey going? Where are you going, Jeff? Or it wouldn't be called Jeff. Dustin! What's a good name for a turkey? Where are you going, man? He's like, I don't know. I think I'm going to be killed. And the guy's fucking French kissing the turkey. Don't worry. I'm going to save you. You know, pushes that big fucking dangly ball bag bit to the side and lets the turkey eat out of his mouth. And then all of a sudden, the guy's just at home with a turkey trying to feed it a vegan fucking diet. Hey, turkey. Do you like falafels? Turkey's fucking dead in a week anyway. What do turkeys eat anyway? Gravy granules? I have no fucking idea. But it just seemed like, you know, you need to go further down the line to solve that problem, sir. Or just go, you know, celebrate Christmas the way, like the guy that works in this farm shop that we go to all the time, he was like, I bought these briskets, and he goes, oh, he's got kind of got like a bit of half foreign accent, and he's like, oh, you will have to have a lot of roasting ahead of you or something. And I went, yeah, I'm going to put it in the slow cooker, bro. And he goes, oh, I'm glad. I was like, it's better than turkey or something. Anyway, he goes, oh, I'm glad in my culture we don't eat turkey at Christmas. And I was like, okay, what do you eat? And he was like, we have like loads of courses of different types of fish. And I went, okay, fair enough. So maybe this turkey guy just needs to go somewhere else, because no one gives a fuck about fish, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, look at this turkey. You can see the fear in its eyes. You know, and then, you know, some fucking shipping container or some fucking fishing boat just dumps like tons of fish in. Like imagine the fish were like kittens. You'd be absolutely horrified. But you know what? There's a hierarchy. People don't give a shit. Do they? You see cunts walking down the street with a fucking turkey on a lead next. I work for Greenpeace. So loud. So loud and deaf. So yeah, fuck 2020. Weird year. I mean, we're talking about when you're not allowed to do stuff, time doesn't, like, you should, I mean, I enjoy watches, but you should just fuck them all to bin. You know, it doesn't make sense. The other night, it was the most 2020 thing I'd ever seen, where I was just like, what is life? Did I send you that picture of Maureen's sister on the laptop? So, like, she's working remotely, and, she, you know, they have this messenger service where, like, jobs come through on screen, and you can sort of take, you know, like a taxi would have, like, oh, I'm near there, I'll take that. So she'll take, like, the job, whatever admin job or whatever it is, from her work, like, ding, takes it off the screen, does that. And she was like, right, everyone's clocking off for Christmas. It's dead as shit. And she has a degree in, like, fucking planetary science or something. And, you know, they all love a bit of fucking astronomy. Is astronomy's the good one? Astrology's the cards? Astronomy? I forgot that wrong. But there was some bullshit. Somewhere once every 800 year fucking horse shit with fucking Jupiter's something fucking matching up with something else. There was a photo of it went up and I was like, how do I know that's real? Fuck off. But it was like, yeah, once every 800 years. And it was happening at like 4 PM. You were able to see it because it was going to be quite dark already. And we all went up to the top of this hill. And just as she was about to do it, she got a job through on the computer, which she had to complete. But then also was up a hill trying to see this. And you're like, isn't it mad that you're like, I'm just, she's like tethering her phone to her laptop so she can complete this job. You're like, you're on a hill waiting to observe a once in a, let's say, millennia event in space, but then also you have to do the little bit of work that your boss needs you to do because, you know, we've made up this thing because you have to turn up to get the little coin so you don't die. What is life, man? Darkness. Imagine you just wrote back to your phone. Sorry, I can't complete that. There's actually a huge event happening in space that no one will ever see for 800 years. So you can file this up your fucking asshole, all right? How about that, you piece of shit? This planet explodes. You know what I mean? You're just like, what even is life, guys? Fucking crazy. Absolutely crazy. How long have I been talking for?
20 minutes.
It feels like an hour and 20 minutes. I've talked quite some shit already. I'm absolutely melted. You know, I've been sitting at home. We've been pre-recording these Patreon things this whole time. And is it fucking a lot tougher than... Like, I just threw that out there. Would it be cool if you did 12 pods of Christmas? Not thinking, like... Do you know how much fucking work is involved in 12 podcasts in not that much time? Jesus Christ. I thought I'd deep vein thrombosis in my fucking leg the other day. I'd sat at the computer that long. Hadn't fucking moved at all. My legs were freezing. Just churning out these pods. And people are fucking like, man, you was fucking bonus stuff. I know, I'm pre-recording it. And it's gonna be worth it because there must be fucking 16 hours of shit there to listen to. A guy I hadn't spoke to in years was like, I'm in Pure Gym here and there's a bunch of fucking spides complaining that you don't put enough bonus material up. And I'm fucking sitting at home running on fumes trying to pump these fucking podcasts out. Okay, maybe bit off more than I could chew right before Christmas. But listen, it is going to be worth it. And, you know, I've tried to defend myself. There will be an adjustment period. We're trying to figure out the best way to put out the best quality work. And the most of it. So there will be an adjustment. You know, it's not like you go like, oh yeah, I'm going to do 2 podcasts a week. And people go, well, you better do that every fucking week till you die. Or else there's no point in even fucking doing it. Oh, there's been a death in the family. So what? They have portable recording equipment. You couldn't do it graveside. Huh? You fucking asshole. Oh, you've got COVID and you can't speak and your fucking lungs are full of fluid. Weak sauce, man. Mm-mm. You know whoever invented the term weak sauce is an absolute F word. Man, that's weak sauce. Yeah, we'll see who's fucking weak sauce. Open this jar. You fucking loser. We're chatting off camera, me and Niall, about, you know, we should have a lot more guests on the podcast. And I think we probably will go down the avenue of banking work so that... we can basically schedule the podcast to go out every week. And then we have like sort of 3 weeks of the month to make extra content for the Patreon. So that's maybe, I mean, I don't know why I talk these things through on camera because, you know, no doubt every comedian in Northern Ireland will be like, guys, we've decided to, I don't know who this impression is, by the way, Woodsy. I've decided to bank a load of podcasts and use the rest of the time to make content, guys. Yeah. Fuck yeah. But sure, fuck it. But here, 12 podcasts in a row, nightmare. The system that we had to work out, it was like, we've recorded these, here's the video version, put a fucking ad. Did I say version weird there? Put a fucking ad for the SSE on each video, upload those individually, individual thumbnails, audio clip for iTunes, and a funny clip out of, for, Jesus Christ, man. There should be like fifth. I remember watching the behind the scenes documentary. Have you ever seen A Scanner Darkly?
No.
It's fucking brilliant. It's like a movie made, what do you call him, Philip K. Dick, one of his books. What's the K for? Cock. and they shot the whole film, live action, and then they rotoscoped it. So they fucking drew over all the frames. Oh, nice. Like, over every fucking frame, and like someone would start and they would get good at Keanu Reeves, and then they're like, right, you just gotta do every fucking scene with Keanu Reeves here. But it's amazing, like the visuals of it are amazing. But the team on it, they were like, oh yeah, it took like, fuck, you know, like, it was a team of 24 people working basically like 18 hours a day for about 4 years, and that was like one scene. Like, it was fucking ridiculous the amount of work. But there was a person on at their desk, and they had that, you know, that one of those things where it's like pedals. It's like a, you know, it's like an exercise bike for your desk. I was like, am I going to have to order one of these for these 12 podcasts? I'm sitting there like, just don't get a clot. Just paddling. You don't do enough work for your thing. Ah, fuck off. Let me just get it finished. I'm working on rural internet here for the love of fucking Christ. But anyway, they're well worth it. Get over on the Patreon. Get those 12 podcasts and the specials and everything else. And we'll go into 2021 with new ideas, man. New fucking workflows to get it squirting out. Because if you think about it, if you're recording two a week, one going out publicly, say on a Tuesday, and then record again on a Thursday, you're only really giving yourself a couple of days in between to make other content, whereas we need, like, a bit of a stretch, you know? I think we should be making some cool stuff. But anyway, that's just me. We'll move on. Darkness. What other stuff? Oh, why? Andrew Schultz, the comedian, put out... Let me see if I can get this up here. He put out that Schultz Saves America thing, which is a very ambitious title, isn't it? Saves America. Turn your phone sideways. Let me just go. Let me go. Oof. Did you watch the show now?
Briefly, yes.
Briefly. It was exactly like the one on the internet, which for the internet is great, but they didn't really change much about the format, and now it's on Netflix, and now it doesn't look that great. But they've really just condensed the writing to have as many jokes as possible, and I don't think that actually works. Too many jokes, man. You don't get any fucking flow going when you're just like, da-da-da-da-da, like such and such, and Epstein's Island, and fucking da-da. Am I right, guys? Da-da. And it's too much. But anyway... He's one of these sort of groundbreaking comedians. Everybody's copying what he's doing. You know, turn your phone sideways. Anyway, but of course, when he makes Netflix, out come the skeletons. Darkness. So this girl he used to go out with, and she puts up this big post. It's only got 900 likes on Instagram, and I've lost it. Cool. I've been thinking... COVID death. So her name's Sarah Phillips or something. I've been thinking a lot on whether or not to speak on this. Standard. That's always the way. Like, I've just been debating whether or not to put this out, but it seems like I will get a lot of attention for it. So yes, I've decided to go for it. And by the way, I'm also in show business. But I'm hoping that if I do now, I can hopefully never speak on it again, and we can leave it in the confines of the dumpster fire year we've all had. I want to ask that those of you who continue to harass me and my loved ones, tag me in posts, send me disgusting messages regarding an ex-boyfriend of mine, please stop. This has gone on consistently from the end of the relationship nearly 6 years ago and continues to do so. In the last few days, I've been inundated with unwanted comments, messages and questions, presumably relating to the decision made by Netflix to release Schultz Saves America. I have not and will not watch it, but I have seen the backlash it has received. For me, even opening Netflix on my TV in my own home has been completely triggering. To have to see the face of someone who abused me for years is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I'm aware that I owe no one an explanation, and the people close to me have known the private details of that relationship for years, but I don't know what else to make. I don't know what else, sorry, will make people think twice next time before taking time out of their day to harass me about it. For years, I was manipulated, controlled, and abused by him. The verbal abuse was constant. I was isolated from... Now, that just might be a bit of comedian slagging. Mm. The verbal abuse was constant. I was isolated from my friends. If I wore makeup that he thought was too much, he'd wipe it off my face in public. He'd force me to change before leaving the house if he thought the outfit would get too much attention. I'm the opposite with Maureen. You know, I'm like, can you put on the fucking bright pink shoes that I got, you know? Once, after being sick for weeks without explanation, I found out he'd been using my toothbrush to clean the bottom of his shoes. To this day, I can't make sense of that kind of sickness. Bro. Depends what shoes. What shoes are they? You've got a sweet pair of Nikes, man. You got to keep them clean. On another occasion, on vacation in Aruba... That's like a biggie line. On another occasion, on vacation in Aruba... His anger got so out of control that I had to hide from him in the hotel bathroom with the door locked. Soon after, I began having panic attacks almost every night. There are other things that happened during this relationship that I will probably never talk about for the rest of my life. As happy and healthy as I feel in my very fortunate life now, seeing this person's face, hearing their voice, seeing their name is still very triggering. Maybe it always will be. I don't know, but I ask you to please try and understand that it's not a funny joke to keep sending me these things. Da, 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 da. So that's an ex of his. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised. Judging with the conviction, you know, like, he has the conviction of a psychopath the way he says things, you know, like, the guy's a fucking idiot. He's a comedian. He's a fucking retard like the rest of us. But you can't be like, Schultz saves America, and here's some very... basic fucking two connections that we've made in order to make a joke. I do it every fucking podcast, know what I mean? Darkness, bitch. But the guy strikes me as a full fucking asshole. Anyway. Now, great comedian. Have said that before. Couldn't really warm to him. Anyway, but... yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Now, taking someone's toothbrush and cleaning the bottom of your shoe... Why are you in a relationship with anyone if you're willing to do that? Retarded. Also, who cleans the bottom of their shoes? That would be my other question. I'd be like, oh, fuck, I wore these shoes out. Now they're dirty. Now what are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to clean them and then go back out on the streets of New York City. You out your mind? What a crazy story. Weird also that, like, you know, it seems to happen like routinely now. As soon as anybody gets really well known, it's like, well, now's the time. Now is the time for me to step forward and tell everybody. Although the guy, I mean, if those things are true, like, that's psychotic behavior to be like wiping fucking makeup off someone's face, like, crazy. Not to mention the fact that him and that guy, Akash, who's like Indian, sit on their podcast and they're all like, yo, bro, what's up? I fucks with it. No, you know, like, stop trying to be two black dudes. You white and Indian bastards. Unbelievable. But he writes good jokes, and that's all that matters in the world of comedy. Even if he's fucking, you know, getting his girlfriend in a fucking, in a tie clinch and kneeing her ribs in. Incredible. But there's a weirdness. I was talking to my wife, Darkness, about there's like an authentic, you know, they see like Bill Burr and he snaps up, he's fucking angry and shouts all over the place. You're like, there's an authenticity to him, you know. You're like, that's more or less the fucking real guy. And there's a few, like Joey Diaz, where you're like, I know he's a disgusting fucking ex-criminal piece of shit, but he's a nice guy, even though he's rough around the edges. But again, there's an authenticity to that. There's a few people, like Schultz seems like one of them, where you're like, what the fuck is the guy's real personality? Who are you getting here? Very strange. But anyway, if you're planning on getting successful in show business, you know, make sure you've had no exes. And you're telling them what to wear. Kanye West, you know what I mean? Does he not do that to Kim Kardashian? Do you not fly to Paris? What was that thing in Letterman? She was doing something in Paris and she put on the wrong dress and he's like, I'm flying over. And he flew to Paris like, what are you wearing? What are those? Get off the fucking private jet. What are those? I put up a photo of fucking Red Wing boots the other day and someone's like, what are those? And everyone's like, oh, look at the state of these and all. And I was like, what are you talking about, you tramp? Oh, dude, bro, these are gross with these clown boots. You know?
Noobs,
yeah, exactly. I can't remember who was slabbering about this too. It could have been a podcast. I don't know. I don't know who. I've done so many podcasts recently. I don't know if I've said it, if I'm going to say it, have I said it, or who I fucking said it to. I've no idea. I don't even know what fucking day it is. I don't know why I have so many watches. I can't tell. I don't know. Time is irrelevant. Who gives a flying fuck? But Mickey said that to me, like, oh, don't ever slag my shoes again. And I was like, you'll never fucking have a pair. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? I'd never wear those. Fucking right, you wouldn't. You couldn't afford them. You piece of shit. Oh, man, I don't like that. Who the fuck would drive a fucking McLaren? What a wank. Yeah, not you. I don't have a McLaren, but you know what I mean? It's that sort of bullshit people have. I was talking about the same with sushi and caviar, and I'd be like, yeah, I'd never eat fucking, you know, raw sashimi. Well, fucking yellowfin tuna. You couldn't afford it, you fucking Happy Meal cunt. And then I sent Mickey a photo of Ryan Gosling wearing them. And I cut the head out and I was like, here's a photo of me going in the office the other day. And he goes, I they do look good after, actually. Even though it was Gosling and he's full ripped with tits out now. They're fucking Red Wing boots, man. Tidy.
Legitness.
And you're stuck in this weird world of, they're about £300. I bought them for a wedding, and also you'll never get to wear them because you need to wear them for about 15 years before you don't take them off and have to empty the blood out of them. Like all good shoes. I bet there's girls out there going, I just want a pair of Louboutins. And you put it on and it's just shaving fucking deli meat off the bottom of your foot. Like, this is what it looks cool. You know? 2 weeks after it, you have to wear fucking, you know, braces around your legs like you're fucking, like you're Forrest Gump. Run, Boris. I watched that the other night.
Unreal.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's class.
It's just, it's such a stretch of a movie, but fuck me, it's good. Like, how he just accidentally makes history a lot of times. Do you know what I'm going to start calling Aaron McCann? Forrest. Because that's what he's like. You know, he just be like, I fucking, I don't know. And then, you know, a famous, he was like, oh, whatever, fucking, I don't know, just some famous comedian from LA just decided to pay for my rent for a year and fucking, just lands on his feet. Aaron Forrest. That's what I'm going to call him. Gump McCann. Gump McCann. I'd say the Vietnam War scene in it is like up there with pretty good war scenes.
I know. When loves war.
Does it? Yeah. I mean, there's something very glamorous about the Vietnam War, and no one really knows why, but it might just be the cultural, the music of the time and all that sort of shit, but like, it's pretty cool. Vietnam's a very cool place. I don't know, just the whole aesthetic of it. Now, absolutely pointless, and thousands of people died for absolutely no reason and still suffer to this day from things like napalm, but the Doors, though. You know what I'm saying? Fucking right. I watched a vlog or a YouTube video one time where someone was just breaking down the watches of the Vietnam War. And they're great. Like, you can get a bunch of watches. The Glycine fucking Airman and all these pilot watches and, you know, like field watches and stuff. And they'll be like, you can pick one of these up for $250. You can pick one of these up. All good. And then one of them's just like, this one's $400,000 if you can fucking lay hand on one of these. Jesus Christ, man. But, yeah, we watched that. Maureen had never seen it. And I was getting so hyped where I'd be like, oh, I forgot about this bit. And she's like looking at her phone. I'm like, you can't look at your phone in this movie. if you look down, you will miss like another piece of action. It's very fast paced. You know, the guy's ripping through his life here. Incredible. But the main thing to take away from Forrest Gump is women are cunts. 2020 darkness. No, I said that the morning as a joke. I was like, bro, this guy, what about the bit when she's in her bra and then she like hugs him or something and you just see Tom Hanks. You see Tom Hanks busting in his pants, which is what Chet Hanks should have been, is a fucking, is a loose blank hitting the fucking tile. You know? And then eventually he lands one on his wife and he's just like, wagwan! Me by Chet Hanks. Oh fuck! They should remake Forrest Gump with the sun. That'd be tremendous. Me just felt like running. I can't get three videos out of the Chet Hanks impression, can I? Why not? Me tired. Me going home now. Me like shrimp. It really makes it look glamorous. The old shrimp fishing, doesn't it? But yeah, I said that the morning. I was like, fucking hell, Jenny, what a bitch. And she's like, Colin, she's broken. She comes from a broken home. Her dad abused her. She doesn't know anything. She's more comfortable with abuse. And I was like, listen, Maury, stop hitting the joke with logic. I was just trying to be funny. For fuck's sake, man. There's a lot of clever cuts in it. You know, like when he gets chased by the car and he's running and he just fucking takes a left into the field. And the camera cuts round and he's just like 200 metres further away than he should be. That's how they fucking, you're telling me, like, where was he from? Like, Louis, or where was it? Alabama? God. You know, a big football state. You're telling me there wasn't a fucking, a black guy that could run faster than Tom Hanks? I can run like the wind blows until fucking Bubba gets here and he's like, fucking flying machine. Unbelievable. But it's a good movie. It's a good movie. And, you know, although it's really sad because, you know, I have a son now and there's a bit where he meets his son for the first time and the real important thing to him, he goes, is he smart? You know, he's not like, can he fucking play football or anything? He's literally just like, is he smart? Because I'm retarded. I ran everywhere. Slowly turning into Bill Clinton. Oh, good news is they spotted Epstein and he's alive. Did you see that?
No.
There was a photo. I'll send you a photo. Now this is from a guy who's like has a conspiracy podcast. I forget his name, but someone sent this to me, and you're like, bro, if I took a photo of a guy from like 50 meters away with my camera on zoom through the window of a car on a sunny day so the light wasn't great, I could convince you that Tupac was still alive. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who the fuck it is. I sent you a message. Look at that photo. What a fucking shot in the dark that is. You know what I mean? Who the fuck is that guy? You can take a photo of a fucking German Shepherd and then be like, Bob Marley's still alive if it was far enough away.
Generic American man.
Just guy. And then it says, hot, new photo supports conspiracy that Epstein is alive and well on his ranch. Supports conspiracy? It's just one guy. It could be a fucking gardener or anything. I don't know, I was just cutting the grass. Epstein. I mean, I'm not the first one to say it. Epstein, you know, might not even be the problem here when it comes to all that shit. He might be a bit of a fucking, you know, the guy hired to sort of lure people to this island and get a bit of dirt on them so that they can hold it over them later. You know, there might be someone above him. Creepy. Because it's just it's the ultimate way to hold, you know, if you're going to hold something over somebody, it's like, what's the worst thing? Oh, that you're a pedophile? Even though it's just Bill Clinton or something. I don't know what age they were. I was just there to bust.
like Forrest Gump when Jenna touched his shoulder. She is banging though, isn't she? What's her name? When she, like, back in the day? What's her fucking name? Jenny Forrest Gump. Jenny Kerr. Oh, that's her name in the movie. Robin Wright. Is that her name? Oh, she was in other stuff later on, wasn't she? Was she in House of Cards or something? Later on? I'm bad at stuff, like.
Oh.
Was she?
Don't know.
Back in the day, though, bang.
Oh, she was, yeah.
Yeah.
For 73 episodes.
I thought you were going to tell me she was 73 years old. 73. I mean, the hottest 73-year-old I've ever seen. What's she in there?
Blade Runner.
Fucking right, I would. There she is back in the day. Hot AF, man. What a great way to round off her podcast. How long have we been talking now? 24 minutes?
45.
Wagwan! Let's do, see if there's any questions have appeared on the old Patreon here. 24 by Jesus Christ. What's the worst Christmas present you've ever got? I think I've been asked that before. You can't start, like, shitting on Christmas presents that someone's went and got you. I'll take anything off anyone. You know? I don't give a fuck what it is. Do you agree that us retail workers down on the front line have it as bad as those living in Syria? If you're in Primark, yes. I don't quite think so. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I know there are people who work in places where they're like, listen, I'm not comfortable working here, and they kind of get furloughed. But then the chances are they're probably going to get fucked out as well. So I don't know. It's a weird scenario. But shout out to anyone who is working at the minute. I mean, it's one of them weird things where it's like, you know, the hospitality industry, there's people there who are probably dying to work. They're probably like, we can actually fucking sell stuff, you know, to take away or whatever, but we're being completely shut down. But then a shop's open, but obviously that's where the frustration lies, because the fucking double standards are ridiculous. And then just the on and off switch that they have for these lockdowns, they're like, oh yeah, in 5 days' time, there's a 6-week lockdown or something. So people go fucking nuts running to shops. Niall there was, you know, he was in Primark getting his jammies for Christmas. Place was jammed. And he French kissed everybody.
Rammed.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, so everyone goes nuts and, you know, people are like, oh, there's a lockdown starting tomorrow, and the fucking pubs are full of people. Or, you know, it's weird. And then you look at, you know, shout out to our boy Sean in Vietnam in Cape Town. And, you know, he said there was almost like a fucking martial law type shutdown. Is that even the term? Where there's like soldiers on the street? No. They had a full blown shutdown for a long time where he said it was like, you know, you were fucking, it was, you couldn't even get fucking cigarettes he actually stopped smoking, I think. You couldn't get anything. And it was like a real fucking lockdown, but they're pretty much fully back to normal now. You know, he's doing jiu-jitsu, they're fucking rolling about the floor, out for drinks and whatever. And that's kind of what needs to happen, even though it's crazy and feels a bit harsh. Like I feel like all those places that did a proper shutdown got rid of it pretty quick, relatively speaking. But I don't know. Just couldn't fucking organise anything over here. But yeah, I don't think, you know, like working in a Sentra can equate to dodging fucking shells in Syria. I don't even know what's going on in Syria. Is there even a Syria left? Port Maguire, shout out, is Die Hard a Christmas film? I haven't seen it. Is it like a Christmas film, an alt Christmas film?
Probably, yeah.
I haven't seen it. Terrible, isn't it?
Not.
I should have like on this 6 week lockdown. I should just do like essential movie every night. There's a lot of shit I haven't seen. We mentioned the other day I haven't seen all the Lord of the Rings. You know, things like Terminator, like a load of just fucking basic bitch movies. I haven't seen them. But yeah, what have you got, Eddie, for Christmas? Any protein / creatine? I don't think he fucking needs it, to be honest. He's been watching those bodybuilding videos where people are like, people always ask me, is it better to drink your protein or eat the protein? I would always say if the option is there to eat the protein like egg whites, I would eat the protein. That's Eddie. A fucking protein shake would be a drop in the ocean for this fucking animal. He's like having a lion cub in the house. You put his foot out and he's like, I'm eating all the meat, and then I'll taste this, and then the rest of it I'm fucking all around the room. Animal. What's the most awkward fan interaction you've ever had? I had a guy trying to take a selfie with me while I was literally pissing one time.
Oh God.
My dick was in the air. And he leaned over and he's like, let me get a selfie. And I think I said to him, make sure the dick's in it. That's what I said to him. I was like, make sure the dick's in the shot. Kind of being sarcastic, but also like, if you're going to go to these lengths, have my pissing dick in it. That's what I'm going to call it. Have my pissing dick in it. But that was like in the blender days, you know. I've done enough slobbering on podcasts now where people are fucking afraid to come near me. Even though I'm fine, like it's like people just get so weird about speaking to people. We had William who was on here, and he owns Flow CBD. He did one of the 12 podcasts at Christmas. Great fucking listen, isn't it? Was very surprised. Not that I thought it would be bad, but we had a fucking great chat. And he said about doing some work with Power Video or something, and they were out on like a day trip, and there was all these famous YouTubers there, and he was talking to Peter McKinnon, who he didn't even know he was a fucking YouTuber. He was just like, oh man, what's cracking all? You got a beard, I got a beard, let's make out. And he just was chatting to him like he was a guy, and then found out later that he was a huge fucking YouTuber, and that's why everyone was licking his asshole. Everyone was being weird around him, and he didn't know who he was, so he was just being normal. He chatted away to him. That's the sort of vibes. Although I did have a guy follow me around a shop the other day, and then he was just like, I'm a big fan. And I was like, how'd you know it was me? And he's like, you're wearing all general gear. And the mask doesn't cover that much of your face, by the way. I have to laugh. When I put it on, it's like, you can see my chin and just most of my cheeks. Fat bastard, swear to God. What was the question again? I forget! Most awkward fan interact. Yeah, the dick one was, there was a woman asked me to do a, the chat got fairly, like, aggressive pretty quickly. You know, she was like, would you want to do my husband's birthday or something? 40th birthday party? And I was like, nah, I really just do my own gigs, really. And she was like, well, money's not an option. And I was like, well, $40 million. What do you want me to say? I don't want to do a fucking gig on a piece of decking in a house. And then she was like, who do you fucking think you are to turn down good honest work? And I was like, I'm leaving! Never coming back to Newry. When did you live in Glasgow and were you podcasting at the time? Yep. We good to see what you loved and hated about the city. If you weren't podcasting at the time, you can now do a 45 breakdown on your thoughts on Glasgow. Also in a bonus 2-for-1 deal, you got any good gravy recipes? Oh man, I fucking cooked those briskets. I don't really know how to make proper sauces, but I thought it would, like, from what I'd picked up on stuff, I was like, I'll fucking wing it here, I'll see what happens. And I cooked the briskets and I took all the fucking shit out of it. And I sieved it off. So it was just like very loose, brothy type shit. And just put it on the fucking thing. And I think I put like a stock cube in it. And just left it. And just it just boiling and boiling and boiling. And it came right down. And then I put butter in it to like make it all fucking glossy. And I tasted it and it was like so fucking beefy. I don't know what the point where you like, you hold back, or maybe I sort of cooked it down too much, but it was like the most, it was like fucking Marmite. I was like, Jesus Christ. And it was like, I mean, it was like probably not good for you. It was like so salty, but that was fucking incredible. But if feeling that, besto. I don't know. Good gravy recipes? I have no fucking idea. I know you can do like a... I've made like, you know, like an American style where you make like a roux nearly and you put it into the fucking chicken stock type stuff. I've done that before. But I don't know if I did it right because it was still a bit like, a bit sandy.
What do you call that?
Gravy. What?
Voulet or something.
Voulet?
No. Oh, what's the word?
Is it like a roux is like
yeah.
butter and...
Yeah.
What's the other word? Velouté?
Velouté, that's it.
No, a velouté is like a soup nearly, isn't that? Or do you just whiz it up like till it's like pishy water? I have no idea. I watch MasterChef and I'm just like, cool man. My dick's in my hand. God almighty. When did you live in Glasgow? Oh yeah, so when was that? It was probably about fucking 7 years ago. Or no, it was probably 8 years ago, maybe? Nah, ages ago, like. I did like living there. I think I would prefer to live there with a bit more money. When we lived there, we were fucking fully skint. So you weren't really getting the most out of the place. But yeah, I'd like to live, if I lived there, I'd like to live there a bit more fucking comfortably. But yeah, it was a fucking good spot. Great places to eat. We lived in, where was it, Partick? So there was like a load of shit near us and the wee subway system's good, and go into the West End and pretend, you know, you'd go in there like and buy one drink and leave. Ballin'. But I fucking love gigging in Glasgow. Great crowds, great people. Merry Christmas, Mr. Jadis. Your podcast, great relief from 2020. Good luck with the new year. Not a quick. Thanks, Philip. Shout out, Philip. Any plans on more tattoos? If so, what's the sorest one so far? Got my inner bicep done recently and it was sore as fuck. Yeah, that's going to be a nightmare. The sorest one was the elbow one by a mile. It was fucking... And I mean, like, a lot of tattoos are like, ooh, shit, like nippy. That one was like... The walls were closing in on me. My fucking vision was gone. I was like, oh! And like, every second, I was trying, a lot of tattoos, you can sort of breathe your way out of it. You know, you're like, there we go. But this was just like, and the girl would be like scrubbing away at it, like on the bone. And you know, if you're getting a normal tattoo, like, you know, each bit is usually like, unless it's a big long line, people will be like, you know, like that. Whereas this, she'd like, and she'd take it off, and you'd be like, oh, fuck, not worth it. And then it just, your body starts to go into like shock nearly, where you're like, you've been in pain and holding your breath irregular, you know, with irregular breathing for like 4 hours now. And then you're like, I just need to fucking lie down, need jelly babies, I'm fucked. And then it healed terribly. But sure, what can you do? Thoughts on Andrew Schultz? Yeah, we covered that a wee bit. Listening to him on Rogan, he spent it so long fanboying, it was painful. Yeah, well, get him on your side, man. Yeah, I've said it before. I've always said this. I don't necessarily like listening to him, but he is a good comedian. But he's a smug, fucking smarmy, weird-looking cunt. But, yeah, do you know what? You have to admire what he's done, because he's went from... He just basically made himself famous through putting up stand-up clips. Has sort of slightly reinvented how people handle themselves in comedy now and is a fucking good comedian. Just can't listen to him. Who would win the fight, McCann or Bartlett? Jesus Christ. I think through sheer retard strength, Aaron. But it wouldn't be pretty, and there'd be a lot of fucking like punches thrown with your thumb inside your fist. But I think it would just be like, yeah, I think it would just be a big fucking clattering match. And then eventually they would go to the floor and Aaron would manage to roll on top of Mickey and then it would just be fucking all over. Would you rather shit from your mouth in private or shit normally in public? What the fuck sort of question is this? Would you rather shit from your mouth in private or shit normally in public? Shit normally in public? I'd shit normally in the middle of the floor right now for the crack. What about the Pope liking photos of girls with fat tits on Instagram? Fair fucking play. At least I've got tits. 2020 darkness. Normally they're fucking, you know, he's on some TikToker's fucking profile and they're like 12 with a fucking crucifix up his asshole. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Darkness, darkness, darkness. Yeah, fair play to you. That's a relief for me to hear. At least it's not young boys. Although, where's he from, this Pope? Is he like no Brazilian or something? So no wonder. It's okay. Hey, tits. Did you give that fella that isn't getting value for money on Patreon bonus materials £2? Or did you ask him to go grab a snorkel? Ah, fuck, I don't know. I haven't heard anything as yet. Would you rather never drink a pint of Guinness or any other stout for the rest of your life, or you can drink all the Guinness stout you want, but first you need to drink an entire pint of Ronnie Hangover Guinness shite? I don't like Guinness anyway. I would just be like, I'll just have a regular beer and not drink diarrhea. Thanks. I'll take a Guinness for the crack, but I'm not dying for a pint of stout. I mean, if I'm in a bar and someone's like, the Guinness is good, I'll have one, but then I'll probably only have like two and then I'll just drink regular beer or something else. I've always wondered what level you got to in jiu-jitsu. You seem to be quite handy on the ground. That's another thing the lockdown has shown me. I'm like, I did it so casually that now that you can't do it at all, I'm like, oh, fuck, I really should go back and work hard on that. I trained on and off for about, fuck, I don't know. It had to have been about 3 or 4 or 5 years. I can't even really remember. But it would be like someone who trained jiu-jitsu at an MMA club where there was no real way of getting sort of graded or given belts or whatever. Also, when SBG were getting belts, it was when John Kavanaugh was there at a fucking seminar, and I missed all of them, even though I made posters for most of them. So I don't know what the fuck I'm at. But I'll tell you right now, if I went back now, shite, 4-stripe shite belt. Now that you know you can sell out big gigs, would you think of trying one on the Millennium Forum Derry? Oh, I could sell it, no bother. But I just like doing the Nerve Centre in Derry. I like that type of gig better. And to be honest, if you're going to a gig in Derry, it would be more fun for you to go to the Nerve Centre, be able to go to the bar, get a drink, bring it in, than go to like a stuffy fucking theatre where it has all the weird theatre rules and they're like, show's over, get out. Not allowed to drink or breathe in here. So yeah, I could play the Millennium Forum if I wanted to, but I genuinely would rather play somewhere else. What's your Christmas breakfast look like? This year we're doing sort of a continental vibe. So there'll be fucking croissant, pain de chocolat, Is it pan de or pan au chocolat? Pan au chocolat, bitch. To be honest, I know the damage I'm going to do for the lunch or the Christmas dinner. So I'm like, I'll just fucking hang back. You know, I'll have a coffee and a fucking banana or something. That's a good question. What do people normally have? They're, I mean, I don't think there's any point in having fucking fries and all that shit. Will Flow CBD stop me pissing the bed? Yeah, if you put the pipette down your fucking japper. Pissing the bed would be a nightmare. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's embarrassing. I wouldn't even care about the embarrassing bit. I would just be like having to get up and take your fucking cold, wet bed sheets off. No thanks, man. I think we're out of questions. Hold on a second. Refresh. Are we at... Oh, man. Are we out of questions? Oh, wait a second. There's more questions. It's January 1st, 2021. You turn on the radio and find out there's going to be a worldwide purge. What's your game plan? Stay in my house in the country with a gun at the window. That's it. There's a part of me would love to really get into like doomsday prepping just for the crack. It looks like fun to be like, you know, if the shit really hit the fan, I can live in this garage and eat all these fucking beans. Would you fight Logan Paul in a cage match? Yeah. Why not? I mean, them boys are fuck. I mean, he... Which one was that? Logan? He's doing like an exhibition match with Mayweather, which is like a piss take. Like Mayweather could go in there with fucking COVID-19 and two cataracts and he'd still not get touched. But see the way Jake Paul's like fucking around with like Dylan Danis and all this here shit, that's going to end badly. You know, they're going to like be looking for a fight and whatever, and an actual fighter who is like fucking game bred and doesn't give a flying fuck if they're getting paid or not. Because your man Jake Paul's like, I'm not fucking stupid, man. Why would I fight him for free when I can fight him for millions and millions and millions of dollars? And you're like, because he don't give a fuck about the millions of dollars. He gives a fuck that you're slobbering about him. And he'd probably just fucking choke you to death in an alleyway somewhere. For the crack, which I would, oh my God, I'd talk about pay-per-view, would pay for it. This is the last question I think we have. Did you get a look at Shane Todd's latest stand-up in a cafe with no audience? What's your thoughts on the format? The show was good, but... must have been hard for the guys to gauge how good the jokes were with only a few in the room. Could this be a short-term direction for stand-up? Do you know what? I've been so flat out this week, and he actually sent me the password to get on the fucking watch the thing, and I haven't had a second to myself. It's just that, do you know what? Anything is good at this point. You know, he had a few little laughs cut together there and stuff. I'm sure it was good crack in the room, but I just couldn't fucking be arsed doing something like that. You know, there are other ways to be entertaining, whether it's podcasts. You know, you could maybe do like a live broadcast. Like I talked to Aaron about that. I was like, why don't we do like a live fucking Q&A type thing or so, you know, if the people on it are funny enough, it'll be entertaining, or we have something where we generate material. I don't know what the fuck, but it's all the fucking, you know, it's like, what is it, the methadone to your fucking heroin? That's what it's like. It's just not the same. So, but yeah, it looked good. It did look good. But you'd definitely be playing to the back of the room just trying to make the comedians laugh. But once again, fair play for doing fucking anything in this shithole of a year. We'll have to get out of here soon. Well, what time is it? Or how long have we been talking?
1:08.
See, I was hoping to get the 40 minutes and now I've overshot completely. Jesus Christ. Well, get out of here. Shout out to our sponsors, manscaped.com, flowcbdltd.com as well. There's a 10% discount code on the Patreon if you're one of the new Patreon people that have signed up. We have 12 podcasts being released, one a day from the 25th, Christmas Day. The first podcast is Mickey and Aaron And we've a lot of good, but and the cool thing about this is a lot of guests that I wouldn't normally have on. Normally, I just have on mates that are comedians, and it's sort of entertaining and funny. But so there's some real interesting chats there, and I put it to the Patreon people: would they prefer to have them all dumped at once? But I sort of want people to listen to the ones that they wouldn't normally pick out. So, you know, things like there's an interview with Riggsy. From the radio and television there. We've got Susie Turner, who's a therapist. We've got William Mahal, you know, the guy that owns Flow CBD. These are very interesting chats. And I want you to hear those instead of just getting all 12 at once and maybe just cherry picking the ones that you think you want to hear, because there's some really good stuff out there. And that's on the Patreon. And to the guy who's out £2, there's still no tears. I was joking about it earlier. I come on here and I throw ideas out and people take them like they're fucking gospel. I don't know what the crack is. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But yeah, that's our aim for 2021. Get more guests on, have more interesting chats, find out a new sort of workflow for the General Banter podcast, and really just improve, man. Improve, evolve. But with a strong element of darkness. But that's it, guys. We'll wrap it up for this podcast. Get on to the Patreon. Get on, stay on. We'll have cool stuff coming. And hopefully you have some sort of a nice Christmas period. And we can all pretend we're in the Ra for 10 minutes when the Queen does her speech. Great times. And we'll fucking... I don't know whether I'll see you before 2021 or not. Make another podcast out. You know, we home record, maybe? Steaming? But anyway, have a great time, guys. Take care of yourselves. Take it easy. Try to darkness.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.